The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
He's back for year two in his National Hockey League career with the San Jose Sharks, and he looks just fantastic in teal. He's Will Smith. How was your summer?
It was great. I had a blast.
Tell me what you did.
I started off with World Championships, and then after that, just kind of hung out in Boston, did a little traveling, but besides that, just training, get ready for the year.
I want to rewind a little bit to that World Championship experience with Coach Ryan Warsawski. You guys won a gold medal, first time since 1933. That the United States won the gold medal in the World Championships. Give us an overview of what it was like.
Yeah, it's hard to put into words. I think going there, wearing that USA on your chest is something special. And I think we definitely knew how long it's been. And coming from the United States, I've been watching Miracle and everything since a kid. So it was pretty cool to get that gold medal.
What do you think you learned from that, aside from the joys of winning and representing your country? I mean, it's probably the closest thing to playoffs that you're going to get to in your early pro career.
Yeah, I mean, that was the reason I wanted to go, I think, getting that playoff intensity. And obviously, when you go there, you're playing the other countries and everyone's fighting for that gold medal. So I think, even in the round robin, it was tough, but those quarters, semis, and finals is it was grown men hockey, and you had to do a lot to win.
You learned a lot about playing grown man hockey in your first year in the NHL, ended up with 18 goals, a really solid first season. Talk about the learning process. So what you learned, how much of a better hockey player are you now because of what you went through?
Yeah, I think it was a great year, to be honest. I think transitioning as a 19-year-old from college to professional sports is going to be hard for anyone. And I think getting used to the travel, living here across the country, the West Coast, and obviously the speed and the play. But I think it was an all-around aspect thing. And as the season went on, I got so much more comfortable. And as we finished up, I felt really, really nice.
A lot of veteran players that have been on this team have made a big influence on you. And, of course, the Patrick Marleau experience living with him. By the way, you living with him again this year?
I am.
That's a smart move. Christina's cooking is really good, too, right?
Yeah, she's the best.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the process that is going through now with the Sharks and getting some other veteran players to join the team. They make it possible for the vets that are here to really show themselves and be good mentors. What's that like for you?
It's really cool. I think when we bring in some older guys with playoff experience, Stanley Cup experience, it's going to be really good for us young guys. And obviously we want to just follow in their steps and whatever they say, you know, take it in and, be a sponge and just soak all the information in.
Well, what do you have to say to the Sharks fan base this season as you prepare for your second season with the team?
I'm super pumped up. I think the whole team's excited to get going, and I think we got a really good group here, and we're ready to have a blast.
We can't wait to have a blast with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.